Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah?
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
The Soulship Enterprise. Saturdays at 7 p.m. CITR 101.9.
Hey!
Can teach anyone how to write anything about it at all. Yes, you can give advice, but will they follow it? Can they follow it? Does anyone follow advice anyhow?
and welcome to another African Rhythms here on CITR.
I find I'm inspired by all manner of things. Nature is very wonderful, powerful, and yet. But people too sometimes. What I find is a very simple thing that I always think, if one leads a normal life, secret to happiness and joy, serenity and creativeness. If you can find your rhythm, This is one of the reasons, let's say, we are here on Earth, is, don't you know, is to find out such things. I don't think what we do is so important, it's what we are, what we learn to be. Discover our own being and live with it and act in accordance with our own being. I think that's the important thing. It doesn't matter that you are not a Picasso or a Rembrandt or a Dostoevsky, do you see? One can have as rich a life without the expression in some medium. Find people who are just in themselves a piece of art. explosive. Explosive and dynamic and vital and real, don't you know it? Explosive and dynamic and vital and real, don't you know it? We don't hear such talk anymore, do we?
No.
We don't have such open minds either. Never know. I find I'm inspired by all manner of things. Nature is very wonderful, powerful, yet. Everything takes care of itself. And it becomes a habit, don't you see? You've cultivated a certain habit, a way of life. Find the way of life, and you have the secret. You have the secret to happiness and joy, serenity and creativeness. If you can find your rhythm, don't you know?
But how does each person find this for himself?
One can't answer that, because that's for each one to discover. Each
that's
one has
joy,
a different...
The pain and
yes, yes.
The challenge.
This is one of the reasons, let's say, we are here on Earth, is, don't you know, is to find out such things.
The wise words of Mr. Henry Miller. That's one of the mixes I did from a few years ago. It's nice to play it on the air for you again. Henry Miller, Pharoah Sanders. We started the show with Carmen Lundy. I'm David Love Jones. Welcome to another African Rhythms. And we're going to keep it eclectic, jazz, soul, and Latin. And next, poetry indeed. Nikki Giovanni.
Cause nobody deals with Aretha, a mother with four children having to hit the road. They always say after she comes home, but nobody ever says what it's like to get on a plane for a three-week tour, the elation of the first couple of audiences, the good feeling of exchange, the running on the high you get from singing good and loud and long, telling the world what's on your mind. Then comes the eighth show on the sixth day, They're beginning to smell like that plane or bus. The if you forget your toothbrush in one spot, you can't brush until the second show. The strangers pulling at you cause they love you, but you having no love to give back. They're singing the same songs night after night, day after day. And if you read the gossip columns, the rumors that your husband is only after your fame. They're wondering if your children will be glad to see you, and maybe they're not caring if they are. The scheming to get out of just one show and go just one place where some dodo doopity duke won't say, just sing one song, please. Nobody mentions how it feels to become a freak because you have talent and how no one gives a damn how you feel, but only cares that Aretha Franklin is here. Like maybe that'll stop chickens from frying, eggs from being laid, or crackers from hating. And if you say you're lonely or scared or tired, how they always just say, oh, come off it. Or, did you see how they loved you? Did you see, huh, did you? Which most likely has nothing to do with you anyway. And I'm not saying Aretha shouldn't have talent, and I'm certainly not saying she should quit singing. But as much as I love her, I'd vote yes to her doing 4 concerts a year and staying home or doing whatever she wants and making records, because it's a shame the way we're killing her. We eat up artists like there's going to be a famine at the end of those 3 minutes, when there are, in fact, an abundance of talents just waiting. Let's put some of the giants away for a while and deal with them like they have a life to lead. Aretha doesn't have to relive Billie Holiday's life, doesn't have to relive Donna Washington's death. But who's going to stop the pattern? She's more important than her music if they must be separated, and they should be separated when she has to pass out before anyone recognizes she needs a rest. And I say I need Aretha's music. She's undoubtedly the one person who put everyone on notice. She revived Johnny Ace and remembered Lil Green. Aretha sings I Say a Little Prayer, and Dion doesn't want to hear it anymore. Aretha sings Money Won't Change You, but James Brown can't sing Respect. The advent of Aretha pulled Ray Charles from Marlboro country and back into the blues, made Nancy Wilson try one more time, forced Dion to make a choice, the movies, and Diana Ross had to get an Afro wig. Pushed every black singer into blackness and Negro entertainers into Negroness. You couldn't jive when she said, you make me feel. The Blazers had to reply, gotta let a man be a man. Aretha said, when my show was in the lost and found, you came along to claim it. And Janis Joplin said, maybe. There has been no musician whom her very presence hasn't affected. When Humphrey wanted her to campaign, she said, a woman's only human. And he pressured James Brown. They removed Otis Redding because the combination was too strong. The Impressions had to say, Lord have mercy, we're moving on up. The black songs started coming from the singers on stage and the dancers in the streets. Aretha was the riot, was the leader. If she had said, come, let's do it, it would have been done. Temptations say, why don't we think about it, think about it, think about it.
For the first time, and you showed me the city in your eyes. touched me. And you never know what you did for me. Yes, I was sleeping, but now I see.
ladies and gentlemen, introducing the world's most beautiful Angie Stone, featuring the world's most gutterest holiday stars. Here to let y'all know about ghetto love. Life in the struggle is so beautiful sometimes. Just appreciate it. Angie, blow for me, baby. Let them know, you know? Life in the ghetto is scandalous. I'm sure we can handle this. We stuck like we PBJ sandwiches. Yeah, we in the struggle now, but I'm a bubble now. Get a big crib and move us to Los Angeles. My honey is right, she keeping me tight. And when we didn't have light, she ran around with the candles lit. We in the hood, but it's suitable. I got my girl, so life in the struggle is so beautiful.
My heart is never dry, even though I struggle. Heaven, ghetto, let you go. No, no, part of my life. Both so happy, and we stuck it out to get us now more than what we had, which ain't much, but things can be worse. Thank God I can't be mad, though. In the struggle, beautiful, in the ghetto, never let you go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
That's the way I'ma grind. And I got plans on making it easy. I reminisce when only thing we had was a rug and a TV. It's real when you got you a winner. Cereal was for dinner, but you ain't care, you can see through my inner. And we've been through more than a lot. Take me for better or worse, I swear to God, I give her all that I got. Me and her is like salt and pepper, yin and yang. I do time in the bang, she still gon' hang. You can say we inseparable. All I got is her and my word and my testicles. And she gon' steam the fish and mix the vegetables. I like the haze and the incense and bless the room, you know?
Angie Stone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM UBC Radio right here in Vancouver. Another highlight track of 2004. And before that, another big track last year, Zap Mama Yaku from their great record, Afropean, as my guest Chris from Soul ID was calling it. And of course, we heard from Aretha Franklin and Nikki Giovanni. And David Love Jones, stick around. AfricanRhythmsRadio.com, that's my website.
what are you going to say? To professor bear, oh, me lo malo. If you want cook soup, now what are you going to say? Tori bang bono, oh, me lera reo. If your head is hot, now what are kukulam? Tomo bang dagba, oh, me lo malo. If your child they grow, what are him go use? If water kill your child, now what are you go use? No, no, no. Tell me back, mama, why oh, me not low, my low. Cause someone told the shake, oh, my low, me, oh, nothing without water. Cause someone told the shake, oh, my low, me, oh, me, you love.
I think one good thing that's come out of the terrible flooding is all the contributions people have been giving to the third world. So big up to all of you people organizing and getting some money together for those less fortunate. We're playing some of the great geniuses now. And this is Fela Kuti. But another man with incredible talents. And that's a man named Sergio Mendes. And he's from Brazil. Africa to Brazil.
Thank you. guys.
Listen to the band Curtis has behind them. Incredible. Great singer, songwriter, guitar player, Mr. Curtis Mayfield. And he did the Brazilian business. Wilson Das Neves, Pick Up the Pieces, Sergio Mendes, Reza. But let's go jazz now. A couple of tracks. We'll start with Kelly Patterson.
My soul.
Tender touch. Your smiling face that warms my heart so much. Sadness in my life will never come to pass, because within my heart I know it's got to last. As long as we're together.
For over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest. And that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
Hey! Why so sad?
Oh, nothing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three! Four,
did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it. It's almost indecent of me.
Brought to you in living color.
Attention non-reptilian life. Tambor Concerts, Levitation Fest, and CITR present King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Dead Ghosts and the Pretties this May 28th at the Rickshaw Theater. King Gizzard is touring in support of new album Paper Mache Dream Balloon. This show is completely
sold out.
And you can learn more about these dark rites at kinggizzardandthelizardwizard.com or learn more about upcoming shows at tamborconcerts.com.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Skulls Hall Radio, spoken word radio. It's the legend. His name is Lee McDonald. Sam Mack from the band, who I've interviewed on the show, son, finally sent me a copy of the record. Big up to him. Originally met through Ron Foster, who was the arranger of the album, and I interviewed Sam quite a few months ago now on the air. So we're going to revisit a segment of this phone-in interview from Sam Mack, phoned in from the U.S. and talking about this legendary record, Sweet Magic, by Lee McDonald, extremely rare album that came out, I believe, around 1980. So let's check this interview out now. Before that, we heard Gloria Scott, and that's the 45, Just As Long As We're Together. Unfortunately, not on her legendary Casablanca album. So here is Sam Mack talking about the legendary Lee McDonald, and then we're going to hear another Lee McDonald track. Out again in any way I can help, because it's only fair that, you know, the musicians and hopefully Lee McDonald himself, will find out about this and be compensated, because...
Well, you're right. That is part of the mystique to the entire... That sort of like brings it full circle.
Yeah.
The way that the album was put out, as far as releasing it is concerned, the timing, these things generally... not the norm. And then you have Lee McDonald, who's an excellent talent. The gentleman is a tremendous vocalist.
Mm.
And during that time period, he's been in sort of obscurity himself for the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah, so it seems that way.
It's a mystique that's around the actual project itself that I think is pretty alluring. And I think it's something that's creating that kind of interest to the degree that we've seen so far, and I'm very pleased to say that I'm very excited. I've been very calm about the whole thing, but I'm very excited about the turn of events, and it's just something that you'd like to see come to fruition. And we thought it was a good album at the time, didn't know how good it was until now.
Yeah, well, I mean, cuts like We've Only Just Begun, you know, very timeless kind of quality. Another cut we're going to listen to, I'll Do Anything For You. Those are the only two tracks I have with me today. I understand you wrote, actually, another track on the album.
Show Me. Yes,
yeah.
That's on the track.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, of course, not the Joe Tex Show Me, but
Show Me.
completely
no, sir,
different track.
You do remember that one as well, don't you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Well, I mean, I love the whole history of soul music, and I've certainly on my show, I've been on the air here for 8 years, and I've always had an interest in some of the lesser known soul talents, you know, people like Sam Dees or John Edwards, who was in the Spinners, did some solo stuff, but never really been given the recognition. You know, the people that seem to have just somehow slipped by in North America, and, you know, places like Japan and England and other places, they've picked up on some of these guys, and they're their heroes. So credit to people around the world for keeping soul music alive.
Absolutely, and I congratulate them too for their great taste in music.
Yeah,
they do understand the quality of music, and you guys that are supporting our projects, and it's just tremendous to have that kind of support. We, it's just so heartfelt, and it's so deeply appreciated by us all.
Yeah, well, I mean, not a problem, and a credit to you guys who made this music, and I hope we can do this again, Sam, and stay in touch, and the sooner this record is authentically put out, with possible bonus unreleased tracks.
you know it.
Yeah, I think Ron's got some stuff in the bag there.
That's right. We've been talking about some things and trying to formulate a few plans right now as you speak. So you can definitely be hearing about the new materials that we're going to be bringing forth.
Fantastic. Okay, well, let's drop another track from the Lee McDonald, and stay on the line a moment, and we can say our goodbyes. But thanks again.
That's great. Thank you.
I'll do anything for you.
was an interview with band member and songwriter for the Lee McDonald, legendary Lee McDonald album, and I was fortunate enough to hook up with such a wonderful gentleman, Sam Mack. Lee McDonald, what a talent. They've been in touch with him, so we're hoping to get him on the show sometime. He's residing in New York City. And David Love Jones, that's another African Rhythms. AfricanRhythmsRadio.com. You can check out the classic shows right there. Thanks to all of you for listening. We're going to go out with another legendary track. I haven't got around to playing yet. The Roots, Dindada from last year. I'll be back next week. DJ Noah will be up at the top of the hour. Peace and love. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, right here in Vancouver.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Spoken Word Radio and Skulls Hall.
Rat, 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 rat